You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. So welcome to today's Nature Connections show on Natural Health Radio. I'm Sarah Turner. I'm a flower essence trainer and the founder of Create a Magical Business. My passion is helping women experience the magic of their own potential and live meaningful and authentic lives with the Nature Kingdom as their guide. My work is helping complementary therapists merge the divine feminine energies of nature with practical skills to create magical lives and businesses. So it's with great pleasure that I introduce to you my guest for today's Nature Connections show, and that's Beverly Densham. And we're going to be talking about Beverly's very beautiful work with her Happy Kids cards, and I'm pretty sure the Angelic Kingdom's going to want to join in as well. But let me first of all introduce Beverly to you. Beverly is an author and the founder of the Happy Kids cards, which bring more happiness, confidence, and calm to children's lives, and of course you. The Happy Kids cards are positive affirmation cards to use at home and school during the good, challenging, and sad times of life. Now, Beverly's had a very challenging time in her life, and she's going to share that with us today. And it's through that beautiful transition and transformation that she's been through that she's actually able to bring this lovely happy work through her. Now, she studied with Doreen Virtue, and she's an angel therapy practitioner and medium, and she's also the author of Relax and Do Your ABC, and now inspires others, and you've certainly inspired me, Beverly, by living an angelic lifestyle. And you're also a Pilates teacher and graduated from the University of Brighton with a degree in sports science. So a very big welcome to you.
Thank you so much, Sarah. Thank you for having me today.
Yeah, well, it's my pleasure, my absolute pleasure to learn more about you myself. I mean, just having these conversations is always very healing for me, because I just love learning about what's inspired other people to take them forward in their lives. So I think we need to maybe start with just a celebration for you, because you've recently won an award, haven't you?
Yeah, it's really exciting, actually. On Friday, I was in London at the Janie Loves Platinum Awards, and very exciting to say that the Happy Kids cards have won the Silver Award at the Platinum Awards. So it's really, really lovely.
That's exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you. All my little characters, they're like four little cartoon characters, David, Amy, Maya, and Sammy. They are jumping for joy with me because they're big part of my team. They're like little guardian angels for the children and families and schools.
Yeah. Well, it's a shame we can't see them. But I think the vibration of your voice will take them through, and we're going to be flagging people up to actually go and look at your work and look at the Happy Kids cards. Now, I know when we were sort of preparing to record this interview today, you felt very guided to choose one of the Happy Kids cards, and we're going to be sharing, well, Beverly's going to be sharing with you how they came about, but you chose, didn't you, Beverly, one of the cards that wanted to be known, and it has a message for everybody as we begin. So please share, Beverly, what it was.
Yeah, this message just seems so important to share with you today. It seemed to be the most asked of 52 different messages. This was the one for you to listen to today. And as you're listening, it's funny, you're going to be listening to the podcast interview with us. And it says, "I am a good listener. I listen well." And I was chatting to the angels about the deeper meaning of this card today, and they really, really want you to be in the moment when you're listening to this, and perhaps not doing things, or at least a pad of your favorite notebook or pad of paper, piece of paper and a pen, because there's going to be something pivotal for perhaps for you to listen to, and they even feel for some are going to, there's going to be an action plan or something inspirational they want you to listen to and take away for you.
Fabulous. So yeah, that's important that that gets said right at the beginning, so I listen well. So great message for us all on many, many levels. So I think it's important, Beverly, and I know that you're happy to share this, how you came to actually do this work, because I know you from social media and I know your face. I've spoken to you and I'm used to seeing your face, which obviously people can't see now, and you're an extraordinarily happy person. So when I learned about your background, I was very, very inspired. So tell everybody a little bit more about how you came to be this amazing, happy person.
Well, yeah, yes, I have become that, and that's what I wish for everyone. I wish everyone can be happy and live happily ever after. And the reason that the big reason that I'm doing the work I do is, in 2008, I called the police after domestic violence, and social services came and took me and my then 3-year-old son from the family home. And of it, it's complete fear and rock bottom. And what happened after that was we went into a place of safety and living. Then with my parents for 3 years, they did suggest we went to a refuge in another county, but we didn't. And the time it's taken me 8 years to recover and speak out about this, because it's so, so important, and that I do to help others. And over time, we lived happily ever after. I have to say, it wasn't overnight. It wasn't the next day or the next week or month or next year, actually. But over time, all the beautiful things that I teach in my work, I absorbed for myself and my family. And it was in, I had all sorts of different bouts of ill health. And actually, last summer, I got very, very ill, actually. And half of my vocal cords paralyzed. And also, I had a massive 4.5 centimeter growth on my thyroid, and they thought they're going to have to operate. And anyway, I then, during that time of having to stop work, I really listened. So here we go. Yeah, this is quite pivotal, this listening card for you today, isn't it? But also for me at the time, I had to stop and listen and completely reassess what I was doing. I was on a hamster wheel. And why was I on a hamster wheel as well? Because also I went bankrupt in 2014. So I was trying so hard, as on this wheel, this hamster wheel of trying so hard to make everything work, even though it was working really. and I got this incredible inspiration to write the Happy Kids cards. It was pivotal. I listened, I talked to the angels, I work with the angels, and the beautiful angels helped me write the Happy Kids cards for children and families. And guess what happens? I was all quiet and I was listening at the time. I had to be quiet because half my vocal cords are paralyzed. So I had to be very quiet. I wasn't talking as much as usual. I had to listen more. Mm. And did I realise what that card was going to mean today? It's very meaningful to me as well, actually. And I hope it will be for you today. And guess what happened when I went back to the hospital? The next time I had a camera down my nose to check my vocal cords, they'd healed. And it was like a miraculous healing. Of course, I was doing lots and lots of self-healing and all sorts. But I do believe the magic of writing and creating what I needed to do in my own little family as well. I'm a single mum to my beautiful 11-year-old son, but it's for as much for my little family as, you know, other families and children out there. And I was so determined to heal the growth by the time I saw the thyroid specialist. And I was so pleased when I did go back, because it had shrunk so much, the growth, and they didn't have to do anything. Mm. So that is really, so really very, very nasty, traumatic, hard times have something you don't wish to happen in a million years. And very bad health has kind of created a complete transformation in our life, and something quite magical to help others.
Absolutely. And I think we both know, and many listeners now, I'm sure, know this as well. When we share authentically in the world, we have to have done the work ourselves first. And so you sharing that is so, so important. And I'm pretty sure as well, there are people listening who it will inspire massively just to listen to their own messages, to their own connections, so that they can take their work out there.
Yeah, it's very important. And we have to have harmony, as you say, we have to have harmony in our own home and in our own life to do that really in our work, as you say, authentically. Mm. It's the first time today I've shared my whole story. And it's really important, because whether it's something as horrendous as domestic violence or financial stress of bankruptcy or severe dangerous ill health, you can do something about it.
Yeah, and thank you. It feels like a great privilege that you've felt safe enough to actually share that today, and that we, this container of the Nature Connection show has allowed you to do that. So thank you for that. It feels lovely.
Thank you too.
So let's talk about how to be happy. I mean, I do think that is one of your big messages. And so it's being happy as adults, as parents, as the mature people of the world. It's being happy because all of us have little children inside us, the inner child. And of course, there may be many parents listening who have children, and there may even be children listening. So tell us about your top tips for happiness.
My top tips for happiness, really, there's two big aspects to it. I mean, the first one, what I've created, like with the Happy Kids cards, it's really fun. It's something that's very old-like, but yet the messages and the benefits of I'll share a few different ones with you as we go along. But it's the fun way of doing it. So having a pack of cards that you shuffle and you fan them out, or if somebody's got younger children or even up to 11 years old, they can get their favorite toy and pick a card, or just pick a card in a fun way and have a look at that card and what does that message mean to them. So with a specific example of it, it's like learning how to visualize and remember a happy memory. So it can be children and adults alike can do something in that can maybe just literally take a minute of learning how to visualize. So for example, in one of the cards, it's like visualize happiness, and I love thinking of a happy memory, I shut my eyes, I am good at this. So you can do this right now. It's just gorgeous. You can just shut your eyes and just take a moment to remember a happy memory. And then once you thought of your happy memory, then slowly open your eyes. And when you've got that happy memory, you can then talk about that happy memory and share it with your friends or your children or your class or your client. And it shows how easily you can remember a happy memory. But on the other hand, you can use that skill of being able to visualize so easily into the future with a goal or something. So there's like a goal setting, way of creating happiness. So it's sometimes that's really useful. Sometimes you need a happy distraction. So for example, when there's stress or anxiety going on, and sometimes to if something you need to find a solution to something, sometimes you need to get yourself into a better state of emotions and how you're feeling and feeling happier to then be able to deal with it, whether it's for us adults or whether it's for our children. And it's actually very effective.
And I work with, flower cards, different oracle packs and fairy cards, things like that.
Yeah.
And it's always amazes me how we always pick exactly the right one. And there's a bit of the brain that goes, oh, well, you've just made that up or whatever. But when you, maybe you could share with us, because we did this actually at the beginning, didn't we, before we started recording, and look at the beautiful card that you pulled. What would be a tip for actually, I mean, when we draw cards, we have to trust that it's the right one.
Yeah.
But there's also a centering, if we're centered and we set an intention beforehand. Could you talk us through how you choose a card?
Okay, well, I choose cards in different ways. So like with my with the happy, how I did it today is actually not how I teach it generally with the happy kids cards, if that makes sense. So with the happy kids cards, it's just really lovely to it's to create a beautiful moment for each child, each family, so they're going to create their own magic and their own way of doing it. So I kind of encourage with my how to pick a happy kids card to just literally do it, really. So for them to shuffle the cards, move the cards around, to fan the cards out, to, if they want to get a toy and create a fun way of picking the cards, and then pick either one, or they can put them all over a table or all over the floor. They can make shapes with them, rainbows, stars, circles, it just so many lovely happy faces. They think that's great fun. So that's kind of a more kiddie approach, which also works really well with families and nurseries and schools and everything. So, and then just, you know, pick the best card for you. And as you say, they'll always pick the best card. And if they want to pick up to three cards, they pick three cards. If they're going through an upset, then to pick as many cards as they feels right. But in honest answer to your how I picked them today, I picked them with the angels. And I was chatting to my guardian angels when I was describing the I am a good listener card, and I asked the angels which is the best card to pick. And it wasn't just about reading the message and what does that mean to you, also it's like actually the angels had a message for me to give you to listen to today, and actually have a pen and paper, and there's going to be something pivotal or some action you're going to create from listening to us talking today. So I took it to another, you can take it to many levels.
Absolutely.
Which is very exciting.
It is.
So that's what I did. I also did ask Archangel Michael to place a blue purple cloak bubble of protection around us, and that all the messages today are going to be positive and uplifting and healing and going to help as many, many people as possible, really. And definitely to be fun.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of your message, being fun, because we need to remember to have fun, because life is pretty serious right now, isn't it? We can really get caught up in that. Eugh. So having a very fun vibration, which you have. Wait, is this something, I'm curious here, is this something you've recovered as an adult and found in yourself, or were you this fun, bubbly person, happy, smiley person as a child?
As a child, it's a really good question. As a child, I had a really happy childhood. So it's quite weird that I had so much trauma in my adulthood. But I had a lovely mum and dad and went holidays. I was very, very acutely shy though. Very, very shy, but very happy little thing. But the shyness can lead to being so sensitive. One of the inspirations behind the cards is to help people who are super sensitive, shy. I'm not shy anymore. Sometimes I'm shy, but I've come out of my shell and found that confidence. But when you're that shy, when you're young, it can actually create a lot of pain, because when you're going through problems, and everyone goes through problems and challenges at some point, it was so painful because you're so shy that you can't voice what you need. You can't voice that you've got a challenge happening, a problem happening, even though you may have a really happy family. Nobody's, maybe perhaps around you, which happened to me, are giving you permission to talk about how you feel or uncover, I call it, you know, opening the can of worms. If there's a problem going on, you need to get the worms out and deal with them and find a solution. And I've created something which is really, it isn't just about happy, it's also about I ask for help. I ask those I trust and love for help. That's one of the messages in the cards, and giving the children and the adult permission to ask for help. And I didn't have that, so I want that for others. I want others to have that voice so that they can seek the help they need. That, I mean, they've helped with bullying, for example, that, you know, the child has expressed them by using these messages to the parent, to then to the school, to then to the teacher, to then get the help, to find the solution, to get the happiness again. You can't just mask something with a positive affirmation, although at times it's exactly what's needed, and other times you have to, you know, it gives it on a very light energy to dig to help, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
very important.
We need tools to take us through everyday life, don't we? So we need, what I sense you're sharing is that there are the deeper tools, but, and there are also the tools which are also deep, but they can also be done quickly, easily, like the cards, you know, and they can literally shift the energy of a morning or of any time of day. They can shift us into a different vibration.
Exactly. And there's this lovely mum, Rowena, who wrote to me on Facebook, and she's got three children, and she bought the cards for her children, and her 8-year-old son had picked the message, "What I like about me is," by the way, this one was inspired by my son, actually, because he said these exact words to me at bedtime one day. So I was like, Sammy, I've got to put this message in the happy kids cards, because what's happening is, the little boy, he got "What I like about me is," and he couldn't think of, he was actually really upset, and like really upset, and he couldn't think of anything he liked about himself. And then something magical happened. His brother and sister chipped in, and they said everything to him that they liked about him. They said, "What do we like about you is, what do we like about you is," and but he was really starting to enjoy this. And then he started to join in, and then he wanted to say to everyone what he liked about them. And then he could then say what he liked about himself. And by the time they went to bed happy, and his self-esteem had lifted, his confidence has lifted. And this is something that you, me, you know, with our children, just do it at home as a little fun thing. And it's amazing how that can just bring the confidence up. Because it's not all about the grades and the achievement. It's far, far more than that. And this just is a beautiful little story I wanted to share.
It's a lovely story, absolutely beautiful story. And he had to listen as well, didn't he?
He did have to listen, and he loved listening to that. He didn't like listening to his own mind, though.
No,
his monkey mind, that chatter in his mind, was going overdrive. And he's so little, he's only 8 years old, and his negative chatter was really not going very well. So, you know, for him to listen and absorb that positivity, which then lifted him up and changed his mindset, and good for him to have a mum who's allowing him to do that every day and change how it was.
Absolutely. So fab message for parents out there, is how there are simple tools out there like your cards that can literally change moments for our children. So you touched on this as you were talking there about how what you do through mindfulness and meditation, and also with your cards, how you can actually help with exam stress, because it's My memories of being at school were, yes, that exams were stressful, but I don't think it was like it is today.
Yes, I've been on the radio quite a bit about this. It's with the other children and my son, and it really, like the SATs exams, for example, just, yeah, there can be quite a lot of stress and anxiety with it. And I think what I find with the messages on the cards, the children can learn tools to calm them down, such as breathing and relaxation. Of course, it's called meditation and mindfulness as well. And, you know, they just learn to simply do things like breathe in through their nose, breathe out through your mouth, and relax. And again, you just breathe. They learn to breathe in through their nose, into their tummy, like their tummy's inflating, like a balloon inflating. And breathe out through your mouth and relax. And that sort of simple tool, it's not just helping the children through things like exam stress and calming down. And, you know, it's also helping, for example, one autistic, and an autistic school, an autistic teacher wrote to me saying that when one of her pupils had got so anxious and confused and distressed and crying, that by using the card, actually her favourite one was to learn that now she's got a little toolbox and she's now able to breathe and relax. And she knows she's got that tool, and that actually sorted her out.
Mm.
She felt better then because of that.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I know from my work, it's extraordinary how many people don't know how to breathe. And it's because we've never been taught. You know, we forget how to take deep breaths. So, and it can be life-changing just to remember how to breathe.
Yes, and it's becoming more popular, and it's gradually going into more schools. But yeah, it's just something very simple. Children often don't have to do these things for as long. Often us adults need longer at it, to whether it's to switch off or to feel calmer, to feel more. Children can often, when they're given the chance, they can often calm down and relax a lot quicker. And the other thing with things like exam stress and anxiety and things like that is something I teach with the Happy Kids cards is I love to practice. I have worked really hard, and it's remember that, you know, to praise our children on that they've worked hard at something, and that practice makes improvement. So it's like a really encouraging message, and that's all about the growth mindset, which is wonderful for us adults as much as the children.
So your work with the cards, I can really sense that it's so much more than the cards, so much more, and you know, it expands outwards in the skills that we can use from it. One thing that I know you do use the cards for, and I'd love for you to share a little bit about, is how you can, for both adults but particularly for children, to teach children how to have an attitude of gratitude.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
So I have a thank you Happy Kids card, and it just gives the children and us adults, because when you use the cards, it's always so important that we use the cards, as we pick one as well as the children. And some people are just buying them for themselves, whether they've got children or not. So the thank you messages is simply think of something you are happy about today.
So that would be a lovely thing to do, like before going to bed, for everybody, wouldn't it?
Yeah, really, the idea is to start and end your day the happy way. So, you know, it's nice to start with a message or like a gratitude thought like this, but also to end your day, because there might be some cobwebs that have come along during the day, and actually that just helps you shift or recharge, so you can reach yourself by the end of the day.
Mm.
I feel happy at the end of the day too.
Absolutely. No matter what happens. Yeah, and what a great thing to teach our children to do, so that they can take it out into the world with them, just a natural ability to be grateful. So, wow, well, that's been very, very, very inspiring to hear your sharing, Beverly. So I'm sure others are just as inspired as I am. So would you share with people, please, how they can now find out more about what you do? And if they wish to, also go and have a look at your Happy Kids cards and maybe buy a pack too.
Yes, of course. It's beverlydensham.com. And so, yeah, beverlydensham.com. And they can also get, primary schools can get 8 for free, which is really lovely as well.
So, yeah. So how would schools get in touch with it? Just get in touch with you by your website?
They just go to beverlydensham.com and they go to the teacher's page.
Okay.
And that whizzy there, they get sent to their inbox.
Okay, wonderful.
And then Blue Peter style, they just print them out, cut them out and start using them with their pupils.
Oh, that's lovely. Lovely, lovely, lovely. Yeah, wonderful. Excellent. And I know you also love to share on Facebook. So, and I know it's one of the ways that I know your energy is through your live streams on Facebook. So, and that's one way. I know you do Happy Kids live streams and things. So what's your Facebook page so people can find you that way?
It's Beverly Densham as well, Facebook.
Excellent. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
And thank you for having me as well. It's beautiful to be here with you today.
Beverly's just showing me because we can see each other as we're talking about the thank you card. Yeah. Very welcome. Thank you, Beverly. Many blessings to all that you do, and may it reach many, many people and bring them the happiness which you have the gift of.
Thank you so much. Lots of love.
Yes, okay. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature.